Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Monica, you'll get a kick out of this one. Yesterday, towards the end of the show, I asked, because I went on that medication for the mood swings and all the other nonsense, I asked Brett and Raj if they noticed a difference. And Brett...
In your moods.
In my moods or the way I'm acting or that kind of thing. Not on the air, but off the air. You know, Raj said on the air, everything's the same, but off the air, which is why I went on this medication, is because that would be the case. Right. But yesterday, I asked them, and Raj, like, yeah, you know what? Everything seems like, you know, you seem less tense, less stressed out, right. Less this, that, and the other thing.
That's good.
And Brett goes, you know, yeah, I noticed the reaction, the acting out kind of thing, you know, has kind of disappeared. He walks out of the studio after this break. He comes into me screaming. He walks into me screaming about text messages, and I got it. Goes, whoop! So much for that theory.
Yeah, right out the window.
So I'm coaching. You know,
well, it doesn't mean you should never have a reaction like that ever, right? The medication. I mean, that would be.
I'm coaching. I agreed to coach my son's soccer team again as a head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And.
When does it start?
It starts like in the end of August. And, you know, we had the coaches meeting last week, and there's one kid that we're bringing up from the B team. But that comes along with his pain in the ass father. This guy was the head coach of the B team.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know anything about soccer.
But he's involved.
But still wants to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just said to the guy that runs the league, I said, listen, man, I said, he's going to be a cancer. If he's on my team and he's on the other side, he's going to be a cancer because he wants to coach. He's not allowed to coach. Well, he's not the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, they asked me because of my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not going to deal with him. I'm not going to deal with it. And then he said, you know, they're like, listen, can you guys just get along, you know, do this whole thing?
He's coaching with you, we're talking about?
This guy and I had, like, kind of confrontation one time. And then he said, listen, I just want to be, like, a team manager. I'll take care of all the other stuff. Yeah, you know, I want to go to practice and stuff, but I just want to be a team manager. Like, you know, I'm really good at, like, tables and things. And I go, so you'll handle all the managerial stuff,
yeah.
Like emails and birth certificates and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of what I do. And I'm like, okay.
Good. Not so much.
Such a bad idea. Such a bad idea. So now it's like a team name thing, right? They needed a team.
Oh, you have to name the team?
So a couple of weeks ago, at first, he goes, you know, they need the team name. I said, okay, give them this and this. I think I said the Strikers and the Rowdies. Well, no, at first he said, I'm thinking Cyclones and Typhoons. I'm like, yeah.
All right. I mean, they're popular names.
And I go, no, I was thinking Rowdy Strikers. Both of them have heritage in American soccer, this, that, the other thing.
The Rowdies?
The Rowdies. Tampa Bay has the Rowdies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when I was a kid, the team that I played for, we won a championship as the Rowdies.
Oh, nice.
When I used to go down to Florida, it was, as a kid, I used to make sure my parents would take me. They asked me, do you want to go see, you want to go to SeaWorld? Do you want to go to the Rowdies game? I wanted to go to the Rowdies game. So, you know, to me, it was a thing.
Funny sidebar, my sister was a cheerleader when we were younger,
yeah.
And the one cheer that sticks in my head is, R-O-W-D-I-E, that's the way we say Rowdy, ready?
Yeah,
let's get Rowdy.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah, she's not the only one that did that cheer.
okay.
So he's like, oh, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I go, all right, listen, dude, I trust you. Flip a coin, whatever it is, in Cyclones or Strikers. If it's like, and he goes, all right, I flipped a coin, it's Cyclones. Shocking. All right, go ahead, do it. Turns out, Cyclones was taken and Strikers was taken. Got to come up with another name.
Right.
So he's like, listen, I found out that those names were taken. So I just gave John the Fusion. I hope you're okay with it. Right? And I'm like, and I look at this text message and I go, And I start, like, screaming out to myself. I'm like, and I just send him a message.
And that's when Brett walked in.
And I just send him a text message. And this guy's name is Brett. So if,
oh,
if you hear me yelling, you know, Brett, shut the F up or something like that, it's okay. Not towards you.
Okay.
So I just get the thing, and I'm like, listen, man. I go, no, I'm not cool with that. And I said, in the future, I appreciate it if there's a decision to be made for the team, that it's my decision, and that you would run anything by me first. I said, I also don't have time to deal with it right now. I'm on the air. I'll deal with it, you know, as soon as I can. You would think that would be the sign language to say, yeah, let me, okay, he's busy right now. No, no. Six goddamn text messages immediately following.
Take another pill, take another pill.
Immediately following. You know what? I haven't taken it. Yeah, I did take it.
Yeah,
this
did you take it already?
No, I took it this morning.
All right,
take it
all right. Go
for it. And I'm like, well, like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I honestly don't know how I'm going to. You know how, like, there's just one person that you, I mean, there's people you just can't see being around or being near. You know what I'm
saying? And now he's your assistant coach.
And I got to deal with that. I got to carry this bag of bricks around for a year.
It's like he doesn't even know you. Like,
he doesn't know me.
If he knew you at all, he wouldn't approach you that way. Do you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't know me. The first time I ever met him, you know, I was asked to coach a game. He was going to be an assistant. It was like an indoor league or whatever. So we put a couple of kids from both the teams together. And this guy, again, fancies himself a coach, but will be the first one to say he never played, doesn't know much about it other than what he read in a book. And so he's got this idea of what's going on. Now, meanwhile, the whole time I'm driving there, I know these kids. You know, I've seen these kids play. I have a lineup in my head that I know will work. And he got there, and he already decided to set a lineup. I got there like 2 minutes before him. We had 20 minutes before the game. And I go, no, here's what we're going to do. And I go, and I just take the guys and I put them on the field.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't tell me what we're going to do.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, dude, I will walk away from this right now. I said, he asked me to coach the game. I'm coaching the game. All right. Came up with a lineup.
Guy's in charge of uniforms and stuff, isn't he?
Well, not for that thing. In 30 seconds, the kid scored a goal. And I looked at him. I'm like, now what he got?
Oh.
You know? Because I just didn't want to, you know, he's just like a nerdy little douche guy. You know, like, but just not on the same... just not the same. Not that you need the same, and it's good to, if somebody, you know, when I used to be an assistant with my buddy Court, I would see things that he wasn't noticing, or if I had an idea, he'd say, yeah, but this. So we countered each other. Like, there was a good thing, like, you get caught up in the game, and you see things, and you help the other one out. This is not going to happen. Like, I already told him, like, yeah, you have a parent's pass, you have a coach's pass, but you're not going to be on the sidelines with me. That's not going to go down. Yeah. We're not doing it that way.
Well, if you're going to talk to this guy again this afternoon, why don't we come up with a name for your team?
Okay.
So you can go in with, like, some ammunition and be like, listen, how about the Strike Clones? Instead of the Strikers, the Cyclones, go to the Strike Clones.
Did you write Strike Clones down?
I sure did. I was like, sweet, Strike Clones is good.
I knew you did.
How about the Wild? Something the kids like. The Screaming Eagles.
No.
No?
No.
White Kids. How about that? Fast White Kids. Fast Whitey. That's the name of the team.
White Lightning?
White Lightning.
No.
White Kids on Dope.
That's
no.
White Punks on Dope?
Yeah, White Kids on Dope. They're little. You can't call them punks.
Yeah, that's true.
Just think we can come up with some solid couple of choices.
I know. I need to come up with a way to not kill him. You know, or not tell him to go F himself. Oh, you know, that may come down to it. I don't know.
Oh, Red Rum. That would be a good name. Red Rum.
Dude, everybody's...
Imagine the kids. They'd be into it.
Tristan on line one. Go ahead, Tristan.
I guess not.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Love the show.
What's up, buddy?
What?
Hey, what's up, JP? JP, you are now contributing to my drinking problem. My friends and I have started a new drinking game because, well, we work night shift, so we could have a good burger around 10, 11. But every time you say this, that, and the other thing, we have to slam one. And you've only been on the air for 30 minutes, and I don't drink liquor, but I drink beer. Tampa Bay's best beer is called High Lie.
Nice.
IPA.
My favorite.
And in the last 30 minutes, I've got six of them in me, and that's why I'm calling. So every time you say this, that, and the other thing,
do you say this, that, and the other one?
Do I say it that often? I never noticed
you said
that.
Six, Yeah. Well,
no, I didn't say it six times.
Rock the tape. Let's count.
Back it up six times.
Listen, I got bigger fish to fry than you. I don't care how much you drink. I got bigger problems.
Hey, Tristan, love that highlight. Yeah.
He's got a team without a name.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, Tristan.
Hey, no, we love you guys. I never miss a minute of the show, even when I'm working sometimes at this time of the day.
And hammered, yeah.
Nope. Never at the same time. Right now is a good time. We're at Hooters having a good time, so.
Good job.
Tachos.
Yep.
Now I'm getting
it's a new game in Tampa Bay. We're going to call it this, that, and the other thing. Let's see if it catches on.
Tristan.
Hey, listen, if somebody gets, I want to at least let me trademark it so I can get it, you know. I can get, you know.
Okay. If there's ever any money to be made by it, you'll be the first to know. But let's get Monitor to create a hashtag. That'll be step one. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tristan. Right.
I'd say we put with Brett on that, and there's like a ding. Ding. Every time we say this,
when it says, okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny now? The two guys that run the league know that I have no patience for this guy. Mm. So now they're sending me joking text messages. Hey, it's Eddie. Can you please sort your shh out with your assistant coach?
That's great. Right.
It's almost like they're listening.
That's great. That's awesome.
Oh, God. I don't know how to manage the situation. The name I'll deal with. You know?
Howlin' Wolves. How about that? It's not bad.
Dude, no, stop. No? What are you listening to, blues? Is that what's
going
on? No,
it just came up. We're just looking at something with wolves and fangs.
Listen. I don't care about. Cool don't stuff. Worry about the name. I'll take care of it.
Is anybody asking the kids what they want to be named? I don't understand how this works.
You can't. Well, you're going to ask 12 kids. You'll get 12 different answers, and I don't have time for it. I'm not worried about this. Stop with the name. I'm not worried about the name. I'm worried about not killing somebody.
Looking up Call of Duty characters. Maybe that'll help. They'll like that. All right. Then name it after.
You're being a tick. I'm not even joking.
The giant bombs. How about that?
Please don't make JP mad. Anyway, I don't like it when you guys fight. When mom and dad fight.
That would be awesome. The kids are really into it, probably. It's all right. Good luck. God forbid they end up the White Sox. That's all your fault.
Narrow it down to three and have the cool kids name. Take a vote. There you go.
Again. I'm not worried about the name. I'll have it when I get off the air. I'll put 5 minutes of thought into it and come up with something that makes sense. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about dealing with this dude for the next 10 months out of the year. Mm. That's the problem. 11 months out of the year.
Yeah, you just got to establish guidelines.
When are you safe word. You need a safe word.
When are you sending an email to the team about getting the team together? When are you... Listen, you got the birth certificates. Mm. You did your job, dude. I'll take care of this other stuff. We're not starting until September with games.
Mm.
Then I'm not going to meet them until the first, second week in August. I can meet. Shut up. Shut up.
I think he gets it.
No, he won't. Not yet. No, he's not going to get it. Not going to get it.
Adults working together.
Yeah.
Takes time.
Well, you sit down.
What about the goal getters?
He's going to punch you.
That's so clever. And you put G-O in capital letters and A-L in small, so it's like looks like the go-getters, but it's not. And they go, goal-getters. Mm-hmm. I get it. That would work.
Mm-hmm.
G-O in red.
It's good. Since this is the big part of your problem, is the name. That's been the biggest frustrating thing for you. I'm just trying to help out. Is it not helping?
It's helping
Black
me.
Ops.
Ooh, Black Ops.
How about that? Black Ops.
Well, they're white kids on the team. You said it already. It's not going to work.
That's all right.
Like, I seriously have an urge to throw. to throw. And I'm not even joking.
We have already done so much
more aim towards your
research
head.
For you. It's not even funny.
I don't need your research. I don't need league research.
There's so many good names.
I so want to punch him in the head. I really do. Like, you're actually getting under my skin.
Well, think of it. All the other teams are gonna be normal ass names.
You're getting under my skin. Like I'm not even kidding.
Take another pill, bro.
I don't have any more pills.
What about the kick me's?
The kick me's.
He's going for the booze. Yeah. He's going for the
Come
whiskey.
On over.
What a dumb name.
Here he comes. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, that's how he walked out.
At least he's not going to do something to me. At least not die. No, unless he's going to get a gun or something.
I like the go-getters, goal-getters.
My back is facing
clever,
the door.
Brett.
Thank you. I'm just trying to help out a situation here that seems to be problematic. I think we both are.
Brett, I understand you. I understand what we were trying to do, but as everybody sees on both TV, he's no longer with us. It's always good to push them right to the edge. Just to see where it's going to go.
It's times like these I'm glad I'm in Tampa.
Right.
Coming up next, should we arm our employees? All right, well, Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. I just realized what he's playing.
What is it?
For your soccer team. What Maybe their intro music, Balls to the Wall, except.
Just call them the Accepts.
Nah, that won't do it.
No?
Nah. SpongeBob Soccer Pants. How about that?
I think it's a good idea you guys keep going with this. Really.
What about the Ball Busters?
Or just Balls. B-A-W-L-L-Z, like Balls.
Nice.
How about that? He'll be your mascot and everything.
He could sponsor himself.
Bro!
Pay for the jerseys, get his logo on there.
Right. Sell Balls boxes to all the parents.
Like they do in the Premier League. And across the middle of the jersey, it's just a picture of his face with a stolen television signal.
What a team.
What happens if your kids are like Lionel Messi fans? It'd be like kids Messi around.
That's horrible.
I like that one.
That's worse than goal getters.
The Condor seem to be popular online.
Oh, really?
That's a good one.
Oh, there's an online
there's a Twitter.
Sure.
Twitter constituency. There always is.
Oh, the Condors. What a nice tribute. And we will just know that it's a moniker.
My mom
the kids are wearing
there.
On their shirts.
Okay.
The Greasers. Jeff on Twitter has that one.
I don't get it.
Green.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What about the feet balls?
The feet balls?
Oh, get it?
Like meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Oh, you guys are amazing.
I see. Oh, it's a work in progress.
You
I mean,
guys are
it
really
takes time.
It.
What about hashtag squad goals?
Squad goals?
Squad goals,
hashtag.
Yeah.
Gotta have the hashtag.
Hashtag squad goals.
All the last names in the back of the jerseys have a hashtag in front of it. That'd be great.
Right.
And I really feel that Lost in the Chaos was my SpongeBob
Why?
Soccer pants.
Why?
How does that get lost? Come on, SpongeBob it's something they can relate to.
That's good.
It's great if they're four. They're not four.
Go, SpongeBob soccer pants.
What about you're killing me, balls?
That's pretty good.
I kind of like that one.
You're killing me, balls.
And you good. Still spell it like balls and offer the free boxes to the parents.
You're killing me, hashtag balls.
Can I remotely like turn to you guys as a, just put the names aside for just give me 2 minutes. That's all I'm asking. Put
two
the names aside
minutes?
For 2 minutes.
All right, let's block it. Go ahead.
This guy, this guy that I have to deal with is not going to understand anything but me being a dick to him. He's not.
Why, you don't think talking to him regular?
I've done it.
To start?
I've done it.
Then you got
to
be a dick, dude, and it's not your fault.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of have to be like.
Some people are like that.
But you know, here's the problem. Because I've been around the game for so long, and I've seen when it comes to parents and behavior and everything else, I've seen everything you're going to see. The minute I'm a dick to this guy, because the deal is that he stays, during games, he stays on the other sideline with the parents. Mm-hmm. The only time he's going to come on the coach's side is if for some reason I'm in Tampa for a weekend and I can't make a game.
Right. And other than that, he does the clipboard paperwork and things like that.
And
with
that
team.
Was the deal that we came up with.
All right.
And he was cool with it. He's like, can I be at the practices and, you know, be on the field during practices? I said, sure, but it's going to be me. And I'm running him.
Okay.
I may bring in a trainer, this guy, Benny, who's phenomenal. But that was the deal.
But admittedly, the team name thing is part of, like, the uniforms thing, right?
No.
Or is he stepping into a place he shouldn't be?
He's stepping into a place he shouldn't be. When he went and gave a name without talking to me first,
That's a different thing.
Is it the biggest offense? No. It's the onslaught of text messages that afterwards that, you know. So, back to what I was saying. If I'm a dick to him, which is the only thing he's going to understand, the minute that happens... He's on the sideline with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes a cancer. He becomes
that
thing.
With those parents.
He becomes the thing that gets into the other parent's head. And the minute one parent's kid isn't getting enough playing time, whether he deserves it or not, you know, if he doesn't matter whether he deserves it or not. That parent listened to that guy, and then that parent talks to another parent, and this, that, and the other thing. And the only parents are happy are the kids who are starters.
Right.
And
is he liked by the other parents? Like, is he just a normal parent? People generally have a good opinion of him?
I only took one other player up from his team. So that's probably the only other parents that know him.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I'm just wondering if he's a likable guy, because that would work against you. But if he's not a likable guy and people look at him as kind of a dick, then it doesn't matter.
I think
what
he's just like, like he's nerdy, tool. He's just, I don't know. I just know what's going to happen, and I just don't.
I just want to mention you're over 2 minutes, and Andy's on line one with a name for your team. Andy, go ahead.
I can't wait. Remember what that guy said yesterday about swallowing? Hey, Fat Tony, why don't you give us a call tonight? Let's talk about Roger's daughter's boyfriend sleeping over.
Hey.
Oh, now you're not talking about it. Yeah, still funny? What'd you say?
Tribulation. You could call the team the Boners with a Z.
Oh, that's
with
funny.
A Z.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
The Boners.
Okay.
A little tribute to Tampa. Be nice.
David on Twitter says, how about you call them the Eileens so that you can yell, come on, Eileen, all game long.
That's actually the best one so far.
The Eileens.
If only we had a t-shirt to give out.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Come on, Eileen.
We have theme music and everything.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That whole Paris will be, come on, Eileen, let's go. Well, you got something there. Put a picture of the Texas Midnight Runners on the back.
After the game, something. I give the parents a full backstory on how that came about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the uniform is overalls.
Yeah. not bad.
Oh, God.
Mike on line three has another suggestion. Maybe it'll be a good one. Go ahead, Mike.
I swear, you guys could talk about the dumbest thing and make it sound so great for 3 hours, I swear.
This is dumb, isn't it? You know what you see? But here's the thing. It's not about the name. I was actually discussing a problem that I was having, and nobody seems to care. Everybody stopped.
Well, we can't really help you with that. You're just gonna
I don't remember that, JP. Were you really?
You were stuck on the non-issue. You're stuck on the non-issue.
I thought it was
the
about
name
the name.
Is a non-issue.
How about the Bomb Squad?
Ooh. The Bomb Squad? That's not awful.
It'd be great for New York, you know?
Okay.
Chippy said bad. The name is a non-issue. He said, how about the Bomb Squad?
Actually, Bomb Squad is probably the best idea in these times we live in. Why don't you call it?
It's so wrong.
Something with radical and terrorist in it. What do you think? The radical footballist terrorist.
Why don't we just call him the radical terrorist?
Jerry, on line one. Go ahead, Jerry.
That'll be great in the club.
Hey, I got a great game. Name it after the head coach, the arrogant.
Oh, you fighting me, Jerry.
Jerry.
Oh, yeah, you really got me. You showed me.
Do you really want to pick at that thread, Jerry, right now?
pulling.
Yeah. I mean, I would if I was him, too.
Of course you would. Mighty Morphin Soccer Rangers? How about that? Come on, that's awesome. Rangers. They could have, like, helmets and everything and look like they have face shields. Mm.
If it's, like, a Christian team, it would be Jesus Saves Goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus Saves Goals. What is wrong with you? That's horrible. God, that's a bad name.
Pokemon Goals.
Another one with the G-O. And then,
right, and you can create a game.
And they run around the field looking for, like, little invisible characters and stuff.
There's not a real ball in the field. You create a new league.
There's not a ball on the field.
And they're staring at the phones as they run. Yep. And they run into each other. That's perfect.
I'd actually watch that.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Kids getting hurt. God, I love it.
David on line two, last suggestion maybe?
Yeah, actually I was going to make comment as well. Just don't lean too far. JP, maybe you need to stick a woman on that guy, you know, might straighten him out. But
get him a hooker.
I was That's thinking the Raptors. Idea. I actually coached my daughter's team. They love the Raptors, and it's actually when the air show was there in Tampa, the F-22s have a sticker that their actual emblem is a skeleton with a top hat, and their motto is "Death with Finesse." And if they get three goals, you can hand out one of them for a hat trick.
That's pretty good. Death with Finesse and a skeleton like that's getting in the ballpark of what you probably might like. That's not bad. Pretty good. Thanks. You can also work in Eddie from Iron Maiden as like the mascot. That could be cool. Have Eddie in a soccer uniform, the whole thing. They might like it. Mm-hmm. The Flying Eddies or something. All right, so we've come up with a lot of good stuff for
you. We've helped you today, JP.
A lot of creative energy. You can just roll with it and come up with your own.
What's the matter, Roger? Ran out of the funnies?
No.
Throw it in the towel? Come on, you got another 20 minutes of bad team names. Go ahead. You got this.
Boy, this has really gotten under your skin, hasn't it?
You got this. I'm fine.
All right.
You got this.
We've been trying, really trying to come up with some good stuff.
I didn't ask you to.
Well, but nonetheless, people want to help.
I didn't ask you
On Twitter.
I didn't ask
on
you
On the
to.
Phones, on this radio show.
It was the the first problem was completely solvable instantly. This takes a lot more time. Just be a dick to the guy, tell him to F off and be done with it. And now it's time to think of a name.
You short money right there. I told you what's going to happen the minute that happens. Mm. It becomes a bigger mm-hmm. issue because it spreads.
But it's going to be a bigger cancer. Issue in your life if it doesn't. It'll be a cancer to you if you don't. So it's screw all of them.
Forget it. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Hey, you don't want it to become a big issue. Hopefully it won't. Hopefully you can work it out with this guy.
Yeah.
And hopefully your son comes up with a team name this afternoon and both things are solved by 5 o'clock.
Or get him to quit.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Don't you know people who can give him a talking to or something? Aren't there hashtag goons?
I don't think this is like having legs broken worthy.
Isn't it though? You're pretty upset.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about it?
Yeah, a little bit. All right.
And as we go to break, can you say this, that, and the other thing for that guy who's doing shots?
Nope.
He called in.
Oh,
Monica, you notice that stuff more than anybody does.
I didn't say it that often?
You don't say it that often in everyday life, but when you tell a story, you definitely say it a lot.
This, that, and the other thing he says a lot.
When you tell
really
a story.
And I've known you 17 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I noticed.
22.
Not for nothing. But I don't notice this, that, and the other thing. I swear to God.
I don't think I've noticed not for nothing.
Oh, God. So easy.
Yeah, even I know that one. There was a period of time where I made a conscious effort to not say it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't think it makes any sense.
It doesn't. What does it mean? What does not for nothing mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I took it from my father, which...
in movies. It's everywhere. It's something.
With an eighth grade education, maybe you'd think I would use better sources.
Roger, JP on the bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.